Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Yaakov Amidror, a former head of Israel's National Security Council, and before that, head of research for military intelligence. General Amidror, is Israel returning to a policy of targeted killings or assassinations?
Not in mass numbers, but when we identify someone who is triggering operations against us, not as part of a big operation, but initiated by himself personally, the right way to take him out of the equation is to assassinate him, and that's what we did in this case.
What was it about this man that led to a decision like this?
We learned that he initiated many operations against Israel, sometimes against the interest of Hamas, in some cases even without getting any authorization from his own organization. He was the initiator and the prosecutor. He did both. So we understood that by taking him out of the equation, we might reduce in the future the number of those operations which has no connection to the reality, but initiated by someone who really doesn't care about anything but making more operations. And he is the guy who triggered many operations by his own initiative.
What can Israel objectively expect in response to such a move?
That it will be ended, someone else will be nominated, and it will be easier to deal with the problems of Gaza without someone like him who try to destabilize the situation.
And in terms of a response against Israel, such as the rockets we've been seeing overnight and this morning?
I don't know. There is no, you know, as any number which is acceptable. It depends on the results of this luncheon.
You are listening to Yaakov Amidror, a former head of Israel's National Security Council, and before that, head of research for military intelligence. General Amidror, the overnight attack was clearly aimed at Islamic Jihad, which has been considered by Israeli leaders to be more extreme than Hamas. But in the past, these leaders said Hamas would be the address for responses to any cross-border attacks or missile fire, given the fact that it rules the Gaza Strip and therefore has overall responsibility. Do you think Israel now is going to start being choosier in determining its targets?
We understand the differences between Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and we understand the better connections that Islamic Jihad has with Iran. We understand the big picture of Gaza. In this case, this man personally was responsible for triggering operations against Israel, and this is why it is a unique situation. We might kill other commanders in the future as part of an operation. Here, it was not part of big operation. It was very focusing on a person that is responsible for many attacks on Israel, with the belief that if he will be taken out, it will be easier. It's not part of the big operation that people are speaking about in Gaza, either against Islamic Jihad or Hamas. It's a very specific operation to neutralize someone who was member of Islamic Jihad, of course, but many of the operation initiated by him personally.
General Amidror, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.